Dear faithful, I wish you the very blessed feast of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord. And among all the saints in heaven, Saint Joseph truly occupies the most special place because he was exceptionally holy and his holiness was second only to the place of that of his spouse, Blessed Virgin Mary. And there are several notable things which the faithful should know about this great intercessor, Saint Joseph. First of all, his great holiness. It is always the rule that the norm which determined the amount of grace is incomparable, the very great favors and answering of the individual which are granted and which are given. And Saint Joseph truly was given a twofold, a great favor and also office which he exercised, namely being the husband of Mary and foster father of Jesus Christ. Only this fact gives him the supereminent dignity, his greater preciousness in heaven. And more than any other person among the saints of God, Saint Joseph approached the holiness of Mary. Mary was truly raised far above all created things, but doesn't mean that Saint Joseph would fall short in humility and obedience. More approachable in Saint Joseph is because he was given such a great office of being father and raiser and guardian of our Lord himself, he has been given job which was much more precious than those even of the angels. So even though angels occupy more higher dignity in created order than Saint Joseph does, nevertheless, Saint Joseph had a greater office, had a greater entrusting from God himself. Also, because Christ was born from his own dear spouse, Virgin Mary, he was truly the guardian and custodian of the Holy Family, making him the prime role model of all the fathers and all the husbands in Christendom. And the dignity of a saint, like said, is measured by the degree of grace and virtue which he possesses. And in this saint, not all of them have equal amount of grace, but according to office and dignity which were granted to Saint Joseph, he truly occupies the special place in heaven. And since Saint Joseph was a guardian of our Lord, he is also the guardian and protector of each of the Christians. He had true paternal sentiments and worry first toward baby Jesus and then when he grew up to child Jesus. He was granted this special privilege of fatherhood towards our Lord. And because of this, he has been proclaimed the protector of the whole church and guardian of all Christians. How useful and how truly necessary it is for them to remember those good qualities of Saint Joseph. And when we compare our actions to him, if we are guardians ourselves, if we have somebody entrusted to our care, whether it be spouse or whether it be a child, we should always remember to ask his intercession. Saint Joseph was given such amount of grace because he did what God wanted him to do, exercising his office as husband of Mary and foster father of our Lord. This tells us that God truly grants us many favors and graces, but we must also answer to his call. Whatever God wants us to do, we have to take it as our duty, as our entrusted responsibility. If we are given a high and mighty position where we make important decisions concerning many people, we must do them with great care, prudence, and diligence. And if we are given some lowly jobs, jobs which are very easy, which do not demand such great responsibility, we must fulfill them with equal eagerness of doing the will of God. If we have been, if we don't do our lowly offices or simple jobs with great care and prudence, we cannot expect ever to be entrusted great and high and mighty offices. And if we want to be counted among the saints of God, we must fulfill very prudently and diligently both the small jobs and the entrustments which God gives us, as well as the high and mighty and very, very important duties. Saint Joseph never separated minor things or duties in his household and then great and powerful godly and divine duties, but he did all the things which were entrusted to him, whether in workshop or taking care of our Lord. All of those he did with great diligence, prudence, and wisdom. He, this truly role model, is one which is occupies such a great place in heaven. And if we learn from him to do our responsibilities well, he will answer to our askings of intercessions. There is no limit to the amount of graces which God wills and indeed does grant us, as long as we truly answer to his call. Because if we don't answer to his call and be faithful to his graces, we can never be expected to receive a great eternal reward. But if we do answer to these calls and graces, as Saint Joseph did, he, the heavenly protector of the church, guards us and watches over us and welcomes us in his high position in heaven to our eternal reward. Because we, like he on this earth, we remained faithful and true both to our minor and to our greater obligations in life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.